Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Robin Yount. Batting second. The right fielder, Sixto Lescano. Batting third. The first baseman, George Scott. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bobby Darwin. Batting fifth. The DH, Mike Hegan. Batting sixth. The catcher, Charlie Moore. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Pedro Garcia. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Kurt Bevacqua. Batting ninth. The center fielder, Gorman Thomas. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Jim Slayton. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The DH, John Lowenstein. Batting second. The second baseman, Dwayne Kuiper. Batting third. The right fielder, Rick Manning. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Boog Powell. Batting fifth. The center fielder, George Hendrick. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Oscar Gamble. Batting seventh. The catcher, John Ellis. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Buddy Bell. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Frank Duffy. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Rick Harrison. And now, play ball. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sixto Lescano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lescano strikes out. Two outs. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Manning. Scott reaches second base with a double. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darwin hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Brewers. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a fly ball into left field. Gamble settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein hits a fly ball into left field. Darwin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper strikes out. Two outs. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Indians nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Pedro Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia hits a fly ball into left field. Gamble settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kurt Bevacqua is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bevacqua hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Harrison fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas takes first base on ball 4. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-1 in the game. Yount hits a fly ball into right field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Lescano. Gamble reaches second base with a double. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Moore settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Indians nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Sixto Lescano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lescano is 0 for 1 in the game. Lescano is called out on strikes. One out. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darwin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Darwin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is called out on strikes. One out. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 0 for 1 in the game. Lowenstein hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Lowenstein moves to second. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0 for 1 in the game. Kuiper strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Indians nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hegan takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 1 in the game. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards short. The ball bounces off Duffy, and towards Kuiper, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Hegan moves to second. One out. Pedro Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 0 for 1 in the game. Garcia hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hegan scores. Garcia moves to second. It's 3-0, Brewers. Kurt Bebacqua is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bebacqua is 0 for 1 in the game. Bebacqua strikes out. Two outs. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Thomas hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0 for 1 in the game. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garcia scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Powell is called out on strikes. Two outs. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 0 for 1 in the game. Hendrick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garcia scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Indians nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0 for 2 in the game. Yount hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sixto Lescano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Yount. The throw from Ellis and he is safe. Yount steals second. Sixto Lescano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lescano is 0 for 2 in the game. Lescano hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Scott takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darwin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Darwin hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Gamble. Darwin reaches second base with a double. Yount scores. Scott moves to third. It's 4-0, Brewers. Don Hood now pitching. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hegan hits a pop-up towards short. Duffy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 2 in the game. Moore hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Scott scores. There goes Darwin trying to get to home. Gamble throws the ball into Ellis who tags Darwin, who's trying to score from second, for the out. It's 5-0, Brewers. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Gamble hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 0 for 1 in the game. Ellis hits a pop-up towards third. Babakwa settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell hits a line drive towards third. Babakwa reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Indians nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Pedro Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Garcia hits a fly ball into center field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kurt Babakwa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Babakwa is 0 for 2 in the game. Babakwa hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Thomas hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-0, Brewers. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Yount hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sixto Lescano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lescano is 0 for 3 in the game. Lescano strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 6, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0 for 1 in the game. Duffy is called out on strikes. One out. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lowenstein hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garcia scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0-for-2 in the game. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 6, and the Indians nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darwin is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Darwin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bobby Mitchell pinch hits for Mike Hegan. Bobby Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell takes first base on ball 4. Darwin moves to second. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 6, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0-for-2 in the game. Manning is called out on strikes. One out. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Powell hits a fly ball into right field. Lescano settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 0-for-2 in the game. Hendrick hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Thomas. Hendrick reaches second base with a double. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Gamble hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garcia scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 6, and the Indians nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Tom Buskey now pitching. Pedro Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Garcia hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Kurt Bebacqua is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bebacqua is 0-for-3 in the game. Bebacqua hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Thomas hits a pop-up towards first. Powell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 6, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 0-for-2 in the game. Ellis hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Garcia settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-2 in the game. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0-for-2 in the game. Duffy hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Yount settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 6, and the Indians nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Dave LaRoche now pitching. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Yount takes first base on ball 4. Sixto Lescano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lescano is 0-for-4 in the game. Lescano hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Scott hits a pop-up towards short. Duffy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 6, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lowenstein hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0-for-3 in the game. Kuiper strikes out. 1 out. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0-for-3 in the game. Manning hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lowenstein moves to second. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Powell hits a pop-up towards first. Scott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Hendrick hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bevacqua fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 6, and Cleveland Indians, 0. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.